Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Avram Goldar, and today we're in Sakhas Menachos, Daf Pedal, the ninth parak, Kol Karbanos HaTzibur. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah states, Shomrei Svichin B'Shviz, the watchmen of the aftergrowths of Shemitah, who guard the barley for the Omer, Notun Scharon Mitrumas Alushka. They take their pay from funds removed from the treasury chamber, which was designated for Karbon Tzibur. Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chista how the Omer, which is completely burned, could be brought from Shemitah produce, about which the Torah says, Lacha, it's yours for eating, v'lo l'sreifa, but not for burning. Rav Chista replied, Rachmana Armelcha L'doro Sechem, the Torah says the Omer is an eternal decree for your generations, Vata Mart Tibatel, and you say it should be cancelled during Shemitah? Rami Bar Chama explained that he meant they should use barley from the previous year. The Gemara answers that Carmel Takri, fresh kernels you shall offer, implies they must be fresh at the time of the offering, which last year's crop is not. Rabbi Yochanan also made this drasha, but Rabbi Elazar Darshan, Reishis Katsircha, the first of your harvest, to require the Omer to be brought from the first of the new crop's harvest, Velosof Katsircha, and not from the end of the previous year's harvest. A brisa disproves Rabbi Yochanan's drasha. Point number two, a Mishnah teaches that Bikurim may only be brought from the Shiva Saminim. It may not be brought Mitmarim Shibaharim, from dates of the mountains, nor Biperis Shiba Amakim, from grain of the valley, both of which are of inferior quality. Ula says, Im hevi lo kidesh. If one brought bikurim from such produce, he did not sanctify them, and his designation is ineffective. Later, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan ruling like Ula, but Reish Lakish says, Im hevi kadesh. If one brought such produce, he did sanctify it. Nase kachachush bekadshim. It becomes like a lean animal among karbonos, that although a carbon must be brought from one's choicest animals, if he designated an inferior animal as a carbon, it's effective. Rabbi Elazar explains Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. The pasuk says Bikurim should be brought mereshis, from the first, v'lo kol reshis, but not all the first, and ma'artzecha, from your land, v'lo kol artzecha, but not all your land, implying that inferior produce is completely disqualified from Bikurim. A brisa supports Reish Lakish's opinion, and Rabbi Yochanan concedes that it's a machlokas tanaim. And point number three, a brisa discussing the shtei alechem of Shavuos darshins, carbon reishis, a first fruit offering, implying shetehei reishis l'kol menachos, that it should be first to all the menachos from the new crop. Not only do the shtei alechem precede all menachos of wheat, but they even precede all menachos made of barley, based on an extra chadasha. They even precede bikurim, because the pasuk says, "V'chag Shavuos tasu l'cha bikurei kesir chitim," and you shall make for yourself the festival of weeks, the first fruits of the wheat harvest. Another pasuk teaches they also precede bikurim of barley. The brisa proceeds to darshan that the shtei alechem not only precede bikurim from grains which were planted, but even from those which grew on their own. They also proceed shebagag, shebachurva, shebaatzis, ushebesfina, those which grew on a roof, in a ruin, in a flower pot, or on a boat, which are of inferior quality, because the pasuk says bikuri ko asher ba'artzam, the first fruits of everything that is in their land. Finally, Gezer Shava teaches that the shtei alechem also proceed nesachim and bikurim from fruits of the tree. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a Mishnah states, Shomrei Svichim B'Shviz, the watchmen of the aftergrowths of Shemitah, who guard the barley for the Omer, Notan Scharim Metrumas Alushka. They take their pay from funds removed from the treasury chamber, which was designated for Korban Sibur. Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chista how the Omer, which is completely burned, could be brought from Shemitah produce, about which the Torah says, Lacha, it's yours for eating, v'lo l'sreifa, but not for burning. Rav Chista replied, Rachmana Armelcha L'doro Sechem, the Torah says the Omer is an eternal decree for your generations, Vata Mart Tibatel, and you say it should be cancelled during Shemitah? Rami Bar Chama explained that he meant they should use barley from the previous year. The Gemara answers that Carmel Takri, fresh kernels you shall offer, implies they must be fresh at the time of the offering, which last year's crop is not. Rabbi Yochanan also made this drasha, but Rabbi Elazar Darshan, Reishis Katsircha, the first of your harvest, to require the Omer to be brought from the first of the new crop's harvest, Velosof Katsircha, and not from the end of the previous year's harvest. A brisa disproves Rabbi Yochanan's drasha. Point number two, a Mishnah teaches that Bikurim may only be brought from the Shiva Saminim. It may not be brought Mitmarim Shibaharim, from dates of the mountains, nor Biperis Shiba Amakim, from grain of the valley, both of which are of inferior quality. Ula says, Im hevi ul kidesh. If one brought bikurim from such produce, he did not sanctify them, and his designation is ineffective. Later, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochan ruling like Ula, but Reish Lakish says, Im hevi kadesh. If one brought such produce, he did sanctify it. Nase kakachush bekadshim. It becomes like a lean animal among karbonis, that although a carbon must be brought from one's choicest animals, if he designated an inferior animal as a carbon, it's effective. Rabbi Elazar explains Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. The pasuk says bikurim should be brought mereshis, from the first, v'lo kol reshis, but not all the first, and ma'artzecha, from your land, v'lo kol artzecha, but not all your land, implying that inferior produce is completely disqualified from bikurim. Abraisa supports Reish Lakish's opinion, and Rabbi Yochanan concedes that it's a machlokas tanaim. And point number three, Abraisa discussing the shtei lechem of Shavuos darshins, carbon reishis, a first fruit offering, implying shetehei reishis l'kol menachos, that it should be first to all the menachos from the new crop. Not only do the shtei lechem precede all menachos of wheat, but they even precede all menachos made of barley based on an extra chadasha. They even precede bikurim because the pasuk says, "V'chag Shavuos tasu lecha bikurei kesir chitim," and you shall make for yourself the festival of weeks, the first fruits of the wheat harvest. Another pasuk teaches they also precede bikurim of barley. The Brisa proceeds to darshan that the shtei alechem not only precede bikurim from grains which were planted, but even from those which grew on their own. They also precede shebagag, shebachurva, shebaatzis, ushebesfina, those which grew on a roof, in a ruin, in a flower pot, or on a boat, which are of inferior quality, because the pasuk says bikuri ko asher ba'artzam, the first fruits of everything that is in their land. Finally, Gezer Shavah teaches that the shtei alechem also precede nesachim and bikurim from fruits of the tree. All right, so now we get our siman daf pei dod, and this siman was suggested to us by Aaron Warsaw from Queens. He suggested that pei dod is a spaceship launch pad. A spaceship launch pad. So here goes. On the spaceship launch pad, where a freshly harvested crate labeled Omer Meshviz, new crop only, not last year's, was rushed onto the rocket, while a supervisor rejected a box of low-quality bikurim, as another argued it might still count, two giant loaves labeled Shtei Alechem, must launch first, were sent up ahead of all the other menachos and bikurim. Once again, slow motion. On the spaceship launch pad, that must more on daf, pay dollar. On the spaceship launch pad, where a freshly harvested crate labeled Omer Meshviz, new crop only, not last year's, was rushed onto the rocket, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses using Shemitah produce for the Omer rather than last year's crop. The Gemara explains that Carmel Takri, fresh kernels you shall offer, implies they must be fresh at the time of the offering, which last year's crop is not. So on the spaceship launch pad, where a freshly harvested crate labeled Omer Meshviz, new crop only, not last year's, was rushed onto the rocket, while a supervisor rejected a box of low-quality bikurim, as another argued it might still count, which reminds us, bikurim may not be brought from low-quality produce, and it's a machlokas if they're sanctified if one did. So on the spaceship launch pad, where a freshly harvested crate labeled Omer Meshviz, new crop only, not last year's, was rushed onto the rocket, while a supervisor rejected a box of low-quality bikurim, as another argued it might still count, two giant loaves labeled Shtei Alechem, must launch first, were sent up ahead of all the other menachos and bikurim, which reminds us, a braisa discussing the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos darshins, carbon reishis, a first fruit offering, implying shetehei reishis l'kol menachos, that should be first to all the menachos from the new crop. Not only do the Shtei Alechem precede all menachos of wheat, but they even precede all menachos made of barley based on an extra chadasha. They even precede bikurim. So once again, on the spaceship launch pad, where a freshly harvested crate labeled Omer Meshviz, new crop only, not last year's, was rushed onto the rocket, while a supervisor rejected a box of low-quality bikurim, as another argued it might still count, two giant loaves labeled Shtei Alechem, must launch first, were sent up ahead of all the other menachos and bikurim. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.